Blog Talk Radio.
I was just very awestruck or starstruck or whatever. I was just like, that's the Queen of Geek. That is Felicia Day. That is Felicia fucking Day. I died.
I want to know, is she as nice in person as she is, as she seems like she would be?
I didn't get a chance to actually like converse with her, but one of our writers, Tyler, got to meet her in person. And he said that she was just so personable and so charismatic and just listened to what you said and then reacted and just was, you know, very attentive. So
you have to go over and talk to them. You're like Ural. Do you know, let me tell you what Ural did. Ural called me from
E3. Can I introduce the show?
Oh, I'll tell him. Okay, I'll tell you after the introduction. Child, I'm mad at Ural for this. But anyway,
wait,
go ahead and tell him.
Everybody, please check your browsers because it sounds like we're still playing. Or is that just the music still playing?
Music is still playing.
Okay, I was about to put the smack down on all you people. I'm feeling feisty. Have you noticed?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, intro the show, I have a story to tell.
Fine. All right. It is July 25th, 2013. It is Thursday, and it's time for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show. I'm feeling feisty. Corey's feeling feisty. Molly Pop's in the house. She's got her lovely assistant, Kristen, here as well, who may be
chiming in,
who may be piping in every now and then. I'm Snow White. I didn't tell you my name, which is a crime, because if you don't know who I am, where the fuck have you been? I'm Snow White. That's my boss lady, Corey, the one who likes to smack my ass every now and then because it's fun. And Molly Pop, and of course... Molly Pop. What's the sound effect, Corey? Molly Pop. There you go. There we go. There
she
we
got
go.
Her own sound effect.
And Kristen, who does not have a sound effect, but we'll have to come up with one.
We're working on it.
Yeah. We'll come up with one. We'll come up with one. Okay, so what's your story? Oh, you know what? Hang on. Let me give out the phone number.
Well,
just
some people are already
I always
on
forget
our
to do this.
Some freaking trolls, probably.
Probably, yes. All right. Hold on, because I totally, you know what? Hang on. You give out the number because I don't have it up.
Yeah, I have it. If you want to call in and harass us, if you like, 347-219-7977. We love trolls. We appreciate the extra money there you two holding, but we're not going to get to you just yet. All right. One of them hung up. Oh, come on, dude. We needed that 25 cents. All right. So, yeah.
About a pack of gum.
That's right. That's a stick. That's a pack of gum.
Right?
1973. But, that's not even
a pack of gum. That's like a gumball out of the gumball machine. You know what I mean?
Damn, that's right. So anyway, as I was telling Miss Molly Pop before we were interrupted by the introduction, Ural calls me from the floor at E3, and he's all awesome, starstruck and everything, and oh, this is so awesome, I'm at E3, and then he says, oh my God, it's Peter Molyneux. And I'm like, Ural, go over and get it. Go talk to him. He's like, hold on a second. So I hear him say, hello, good afternoon, Mr. Molyneux. And then I hear him say a couple of things, and he gets back on the phone. I was like, okay, what did he say? Nothing. He said hi. Are you freaking kidding me? You're wrong. That's all you said was hi. He's like, it's Peter Molyneux. Dude. Now, the really funny thing about this is, Ural is meeting people all the time. You know, we're talking Britney Spears type people. And, you know, those, so I don't know why Peter Molyneux just left him awestruck where he could not speak.
Because he's Peter Molyneux. He's like a gaming legend.
Oh, it wasn't just him. He also met, T.C. Carter, who's the voice of God of War.
Okay, then what the hell, you're all? What
and
happened?
He was in his house. I was like, you're all, he was in your house. Why didn't you say something to him? Yeah, I'm calling you off radio, you're all. I wanted to smack him. Y'all have to stop getting starstruck just long enough to love on them.
Girl, you know, I will, and then later on I'll be like, guess who I just met?
Well, I did get to talk to Troy Baker.
Ooh, wait a minute. Tell us who Troy Baker is.
He is the voice of Booker DeWitt, the voice of Joel from The Last of Us, Booker DeWitt from BioShock Infinite. He will be the voice of Joker in the upcoming Batman Arkham Origins, which is what we got to talk to him about. He's literally in everything. Like, he's in everything.
He's cute, though.
Yeah.
Did Kristen go,
Kristen's down right now. He belongs in a movie. He is so handsome.
So what you're saying is, when I see him, I'm just gonna have to make sure I have the fluffy cakes on display and just slide right up to the lap and be like, "How you doing?"
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
No. Corey, you always forget this. You display your ass. I display the fluffy cakes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. You are absolutely right. Hi.
Topher even says he's an attractive dude.
Oh, what's up, Topher?
Now, I do have to tell you that there is one voice actor. If I ever saw this voice actor in person, I don't know how I would act. Gideon Emery actually plays Fenris in Dragon Age 2. And I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about him. I don't know what his voice, or maybe it was just the character of Fenris, but he just seems very dark and raw, and I just want to like climb him and do all sorts of fun stuff.
See now the guys are like, oh, so that's how we get those gamer girls. That's how you get us.
That's how you get us.
Well, not
that's
all. You cannot have Molly, but the rest of you, yes. That's how you get us.
You can have me. We were talking about this before the show. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Hey. I am a sucker for some blue eyes wishing. Hey, boy.
And so we got to do a video interview with him. So if you go over to ghostvolta.com, you get to hear me ask him a bunch of questions. And you probably
heard me. Can we tell you can plug it? No, I'm kidding. After I just did it all over Twitter.
He was incredibly just, I mean, he could probably hear my heart flutter. I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure that's why he looked over at me. He's probably like, are you all right? Like, are you having heart palpitations right now? But him and both Roger Craig Smith, who's the voice that, like I said, of Ezio Auditore.
With the accent, yes.
From Assassin's Creed.
Auditore.
The two of them were just so fun, and just you could tell that they were really big fans of each other. They really respected each other, and just goofy and really excited and really understood. I mean, when you've got you're playing the voice of Joker, especially after you're following Mark Hamill.
Yes, Mark Hamill. You're, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're stepping into some pretty literally big shoes because he's a clown.
And this is why we have Molly on our show.
And he understood, you know, the gravity of that. And they wanted him to sound younger, so that's why they changed.
When they do that. They should just not tell us. They should just say Mark didn't want to do it anymore or something like that. When they say younger, kind of like what they did with, I can't think of the name of the game. I'm mad at it. It's because we broke up. That's why. When I break up with you, I forget your name.
Well, Mark Hamill did retire. So everybody knew that there was going to be a new voice actor.
No, I know, but they shouldn't say, well, we want them to look younger. They should say, well, he just wanted to retire.
Yeah, the younger part. Sam Fisher.
If you say we just wanted him to sound younger, well, then you sound like a douche.
Yeah, Sam Fisher from Splinter Cell. I broke up with Splinter Cell already. They already fucked up my game. And then you said that Michael Ironside sounded too old. And then you said he was too old to do the motion capture. Well, you get the young guy to do the motion capture, and then you keep the voice. So I was like, we're over. We're breaking up. Pick up your goddamn night vision goggles. It's over.
Okay. The goggles, they do nothing.
My eyes, that's my favorite line. My eyes, the goggles, they do nothing. Okay.
But no, he was awesome. And they're really, like, at the end, you definitely have to watch the video at the end. Like, they, because we were in San Diego, obviously, so we're right by the naval base. And this giant cargo ship turned around the corner. And Troy Baker was like, oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. like, freaked out for a
second.
That's
exactly where our Ural is, because he's posting pictures of the cargo ship. And I just tweeted, not tweeted him, but I Facebooked him and told him I'm at the top with a rifle full of lemons. You want to know what that joke is about? You got to go check out my Facebook page. So I'm going to shoot him in the eye with the lemons. Ural, I know you're listening. You better be working.
But I didn't. I also got to talk with Adrienne Curry, who was on.
Really? Yeah, I know who she is. I was just watching Top Model, like, right before the show.
And let me tell you what.
I know who that is.
First of all, perfect body. It's like not even fair. She and Alicia Marie, I think is her name. I don't know exactly who she is, but they were both at Comic-Con dressed in Mortal Kombat cosplay.
Yeah, she's a huge cosplay fan, Adrienne Curry is.
Yeah. And
maybe the pick. Hold on.
Go ahead and grab it while she's talking. But so
actually, if you go to our Facebook page, sorry to self-plug again. If you go to our Facebook page, there's a bunch of pictures of her and Alicia Marie.
All right, fanboys, hang on. I'm showing you a picture.
Adrienne Curry, if you for those of you who don't watch Top Model, is the original, the first ever season winner of Top Model. She also had a reality show. She married one of those Brady Bunch boys, if she's still married to him. And I loved her because she is so she's one of those tough girls. See the outfit that she has on there? I have no doubt that she can kick your ass. I have no doubt she could fuck you up. She's one of those kind of chicks. But she's huge geek. She was even when she was on Top Model.
Yeah.
Metalhead. I absolutely adore her.
Yeah.
She was to show you makeup. You know, girls out there, they're like, oh, I'm kind of geeky and kind of plain. Girl, makeup will make you up.
But her and both Alicia Marie were really, really awesome. And it was so funny when they were getting ready to, like, pose. Adrienne Curry even did kind of like the little bounce that, you know, at the beginning of Mortal Kombat.
Yes, nice.
And you could tell, I mean, like, those boots, you can tell, will fuck up your feet. And Comic-Con is, like, it seems like it's a mile long, like, you know, a couple miles long. So if you're walking back and forth, you're going to get tired. I don't care who you are. And you could tell they were kind of starting to get tired. And I put my phone up, you know, to get ready to snap a picture. And they were just kind of, like, relaxing. And Adrienne Curry just nudged Alicia Marie, and they both sat up and they both posed. And
fucking model right there, work girl.
Yeah. And then it was so funny because she kept her mask on, and so her voice was very, like, you know, intense and Mortal Kombat-y and stuff. And it was really funny. And so I was like, she has really intense eyes, you know.
She does.
And so I said, thank you so much. That was so nice of you. And she was like, my pleasure. You're welcome. And just, it was like very in character. It was really awesome. And she was just really fun and like playful and just literally, if her assistant, who I think was also her boyfriend, didn't pull her away, she would have stopped and posed for every single picture.
Oh, so she divorced the Brady Bunch boy.
Hopefully I didn't fuck up her personal life by saying that. No, I mean, she was...
Well, let me go ahead and tweet that. Let me start the rumor.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going
to read. And then, like, the girl, Alicia Marie, was, like, sitting down, and then somebody wanted to get... Oh, and then Jay from Jay and Silent Bob is, like, friends with her, and so she, like, he, like, came by and then posed her a picture, and then Alicia Marie was like, oh, I should get up, and then she was like, no, don't worry about it. I'll just look like I fucking killed you in combat. And, like, this dude is really...
Gotta love that chick. Gotta love her.
She was really awesome.
All right. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to hoping to get meet her one day. And I know she's got to be a super tall model.
So I'm not shushing you. I'm shushing the dog. Sorry.
Is she, how tall is she? Was she towering over you, Molly?
Yeah. I mean, I'm 5'9", and she was, like, looking down at me like, what up? How you doing down there?
Damn, I probably meet her elbow because, you know, I'm 5'1".
I mean, I was like motorboat level. If that's the
I met a Moxie from Borderlands cosplayer.
Ooh.
Her boobs were eye level with me, first of all. It was wonderful. And
wonderful.
As big as my face. And I have and it is the best picture of me posing with a cosplayer. She's the first cosplayer I ever posed for a picture with because I just had to get
one. And coincidentally, the first cosplayer she ever motorboated.
How do y'all start the show out of order? Just start off out of order.
It wasn't me this time. I'm just saying, not me this time.
There's nowhere to escalate to. We're so out of order.
I'm sorry. That was one of my favorite PAX East moments.
I mean, that would be my favorite memory
in
life. That'd be top five.
So now you're all low. What happened to you just now?
I don't know. I'm letting these two go. Normally, I'm the one that's out of order, but I'm blaming it on them tonight.
You're welcome to out of order. Anytime. Okay, we're supposed to be talking about something. I have forgotten what because it's been a long day.
Yes, but it's been a good day. It's been a good day.
Very good day. Absolutely.
What are your all thoughts on Xbox One and self-publishing?
Like, we're both like...
Not everyone at once.
It doesn't surprise me that they flip-flopped yet again. So
I'm not surprised.
No, I'm
definitely glad to see it.
Yeah.
I think...
Of course they flip-flopped. I mean, they totally bombed at E3. Completely bombed. It was ridiculously bad. So in order to save face, especially after Dumbass left the company...
Mattress, that's what I'm calling him.
Mattress. I don't even want to say his name.
His name is Mattress, but I'm just calling him Mattress. He deserves it.
I just wanted to poke his eyes out with my fingers and then, like, wiggle them at him. I don't know.
The middle one.
The middle one. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yes. No, of course they're going to back. Of course they're going to flip-flop. Of course they're going to backtrack. They're trying to save face. But you know what? Too little, too late, bitches. We broke up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
I honestly don't think all the things that they're backtracking on are going to make it into this first incarnation of Xbox One. There's just not time.
No.
If Nintendo's any indication, Nintendo does kind of what Microsoft does. There's usually, you know how Microsoft's operating systems, every other one is really good? So the same is true of their consoles. Every other one is really good. So Wii U is kind of, we call it their beta console right now. And the next one they come out with is going to blow us, you know, the fuck away, seriously.
Wii U?
Yeah, do you remember, okay, we had GameCube, and nobody really cared for GameCube. I didn't mind it so much, because it was like a purse.
I still have my GameCube. I'm such a fangirl.
And then the Wii comes out, and everybody was all on the Wii train, and then everybody's kind of, they kind of hate on the Wii U. So the next one that Nintendo puts out is due to just blow the fucking doors off of anybody that's going to come along. So... I'm thinking same thing is going to be true of Microsoft. I don't know if they're trying to do it this way, but that's how it's going to have to happen. It's not enough time. You know, think about when they finished the Wii, they were probably already working on the Wii U. So they've already got these things built, I'm going to say, most of them. You can't meet the demand by not, you know, waiting until the day of. Okay, we released it today. Now we're going to make them. So I don't think there's going to be time to do some of the things that they said, and they're going to have.
There's not.
Yeah, so we're probably the second incarnation, or your generation two is when we'll get to see them actually work with the indies. I'm sure they're scrambling their asses off, but I'm kind of glad to see them do it, but I don't think it's going to work out for them, honestly. I think it's just not time.
I'm fairly sure that they're going to backtrack again, and they're going to change some shit back to what their original plan was in the future. They're going to be like, okay, well, actually, we figured out that it's really not going to work for us to do this, so we're going to have to revert back to what it was. Or they may just revert back quietly and not tell anybody.
Or we're going to have a major launch day update. That's why I'm not touching the Xbox One, period. At least for another...
Hell no.
My general, and I don't know if anyone agrees with me, but my general policy on any electronic, it doesn't matter, video game console, computer, phone, doesn't matter, don't buy the first generation.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I figure, you know, I can hold out long enough, you know, to wait for the next one to come out. I mean, we saw, like, with the Xbox 360, I worked at GameStop for 2 years, and I can't tell you how many of those white Xboxes, the first 360s to come out. We would sell them at Christmas, and then get them back by February under warranty, you know, the premium one. It was a nightmare trying to
my third one.
First-generation Xboxes. Because they were just red ring, just all of them. And then, you know, the PS3s had, like, overheating issue, and so I just
Wait a minute, let me ask you this, Kristen. How many Wiis did you see come back in? I'm just curious.
None. I mean, people would buy the Wii, and then they would come back and buy an Xbox or a PlayStation 3. But generally, people would buy their Wii and then hang on to it.
Let me just throw this in there for Nintendo. I'm sorry y'all hate Nintendo so much. They make good shit. I'm sorry. It doesn't break.
They do. And, you know, and I always say Nintendo, actually, their whole business practice is good. The company is good. They treat their employees well. We did a story about that a little while ago. They don't like to fire people. They're like, look, if we're losing money, we're going to find other places to get the money from our company, to get it back to our company, but we're not going to fire anyone because firing people, number one, that lowers morale. Number two, you don't have enough hands to get your shit done, okay? Mm-hmm. And number three, you're making yourself look bad. People are going to be like, well, I want to go work for them. They're firing people left and right. Fuck that.
Stop,
so you can't get fresh recruits in there. Exactly. So there's other ways to earn money. So Nintendo, not only do they put out good shit, but they also are an excellent business when it comes to their employees and their stock options. They're very stable, and that's what you need in business. You know, and Microsoft, they're trying to be the biggest and the baddest, but this shit they're pulling right there, that is not stable, guys.
I said this
somebody
earlier.
Somebody done fucked up.
I said this earlier in the week. Microsoft lost their way. They already had their niche, you know, y'all get tired of repeating ourselves, but Nintendo's niche is kids. Be mad if you want. Oh, they're a kiddie console. No, that's their niche.
Casual gaming, I think, is what they don't aim to be. This like super serious. Mm-hmm. You know, they aim to the family games, the casual.
Exactly, and that's what they do. Microsoft's niche was community, and I love them for that. That's why I had a Wii, an Xbox, and a PlayStation. Each of them gave me something different. But I think it's kind of like the kid in the candy store. Microsoft saw things, and they saw other kids having things, and they decided they wanted it too. Hence, we got to Kinect. Kinect is fucked up. I don't care what you say. It, even as nice as the Kinect is, it still didn't work as well as your Wii U sensor bar. It still doesn't right now. So they kept adding things and trying to grab things, and as a result, they lost their way. Community is dying. They left the indies behind, and now this week they're having to backtrack. And all this, we want to spy on you 24/7 shit is not going to work. I'm going to find me this really disgusting person outside like a bum and put in front of my Kinect if I get an Xbox One. Watch this, bitch. Watch him. Pick his nose. If you want to watch me all day, I'll just leave my Kinect on. You can look at him. I'm going to give him money and feed him just for that reason.
Homeless City is my favorite.
Well, what channel is this? This is Game of Ages channel.
I got the hobo, the H-O-B-O channel.
H-O-B-O up in this piece. Okay, yeah. Why did I throw up a gang sign?
Emphasis on the B-O. I'm just saying. Emphasis on the B-O. Okay.
Capital B.
You know what, Molly? Your comment in the chat actually reminded me of something that we need to talk about.
Ooh.
You ready for it, Corey? We talked about it a couple days.
I'm so fucking ready.
Yes.
Yes.
I saw your tweet, too. Okay, now let me go ahead and preface this because we've been talking about it for a couple of days. Those of you that aren't catching our daytime shows, we do the news every day unless, you know, something happens and we can't be here, but we do the news every day, and we have been doing the news about, Vonderheen, that's his name, yeah.
Yeah.
So this dude, Vonderheen, Von for short.
Vonderhaar.
He, Vonderhaar, there you go, Vonderhaar, thank you. He actually got on Twitter to explain the new updates for COD, for Call of Duty, and it was a couple of tweaks to like three weapons in the game. It was milliseconds, literally milliseconds, not even a second difference in like the fire time and the reload time for the guns. And the COD community blew up, not as a whole, but some of the biggest douchebags in the community blew up, threatened with violence, die in a fire, some of the hope something happens to your family, you know, you need to kill yourself, all this other shit. And it is just ridiculous. And finally today, oh, I forgot his name. What is his name, Corey?
Vonderhaar.
No, the guy who finally stepped up to.
It was him. I think it was him too. Rushier. We had two of them. I keep getting them mixed up.
Anyway, so there was some guy, the community manager for Call of Duty. I can't remember his name right now, but we did a story on it earlier today. He finally stepped up to take up for Vaughn, and he was like, look, guys, You're making all of us look bad. Not only the Call of Duty community, but the gamer community as a whole. You're the reason why people don't take gamers seriously, and that's fucking true. And we said this the very first day that we did it. We were like, look, you're making all of us look bad. Seriously.
And we had one guy that decided he was going to try to go toe-to-toe with us. Bad idea, dude. He tweeted us and
he pretty much
said, well, you know, we didn't mean it. We're just, we're joking. What'd you say?
No, he said, you are, he says, we don't mean it. It's not literal, you fucking idiots.
Yes, because that's going to endear somebody to you.
Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just, as somebody, I mean, and you all can relate to this as well, as somebody who works in a small community, if you want your voice to be heard, being violent, belligerent, and disrespectful is not how you do it. That's why there are forums. That's why there is a community manager. Because I don't think a lot of people realize as much, you know, you say what you want about Call of Duty, Vaughn cares so much about that game. And he listens to what people say. You see him on Twitter, he's interacting with people nonstop. He really is. And so, he did the patch to make it better for people, but of course that's not enough. And so, if you want to voice your opinion, go on the forum, talk about, what you think would be better and do it politely. Do it, be courteous. Criticism is great if you handle it properly. But here's the thing, the guy that was like, we don't mean that we're actually going to kill him. The fact that threatening somebody's life has come to be a joke in our society is ridiculous. I mean, and the fact that you jokingly tell somebody to take their own life, I'm sorry, but you need to step back and kind of reevaluate your morals and what you believe, because I would never in a million years, as mad as I've ever been at anybody, be like, you should just kill yourself. Like, that sounds terrible. Sorry. I mean, it's just like, that's why people think, gamers are violent. Gamers are angry
exactly.
all the time. But no, it's just, you got these stupid kids whose parents aren't looking at the ESRB.
Oh my God.
And
sorry, that was the plague of my life when I worked at GameStop, but that's another story for another time.
And it's just ridiculous. I just think that it blows my mind that you would tell a complete stranger and think that it's okay to joke about taking their life and joke about them taking their own life. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, that's just inhumane. And that may be harsh, but that's like, you're fucking sick.
It's not harsh enough is the problem, Molly, because some of them,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to fix this. We were talking about the little boy who made some comment about killing and raping somebody that got thrown in jail. And, of course, every gamer was like, that's a bit harsh because, he probably was just joking. The point being is, and Molly was actually one that said this on Twitter, how do you distinguish between when somebody's joking and they're not? You have to take it seriously. So these guys, and I said this morning, the people that were saying this should be thanking whatever God you believe in or bowing to the rock god or whatever it is you pray to, your console, thanking God you didn't wake up with the cops knocking on your door going, you threatened to kill somebody yesterday, so we're taking you to jail. And they're perfectly within their rights. If you don't take anything else away from the show, anybody that's listening, because we're all over the place, please understand, you make it hard for all gamers. People already view us a certain way. Now, granted, we have already flexed our power because we make billions of dollars, even more than the movie industry. So they understand that, but we're also a young industry and, for the most part, immature. And you all perpetuate that immaturity and the fact that they think we're insane and they're going to start coming after us. They already have been coming after us. You make it worse when you do stupid shit like that, threatening somebody. It is the safest place for those type of comments. Keep it in your fucking head. And if you can't, go see a doctor. Seriously. Go see a doctor. If you just feel compelled to spew shit on Twitter about killing people and threatening their family, go see a doctor, because at some point you're going to create modern-day witch trials with gamers at the center. They're going to be taking out consoles and shit. You know, ironically, I've mentioned this on the show before, too. When the ECA, of course, if you are not a member, you should be, sign up, start your own chapter, was looking to do some type of PSA. And when all the stuff was going on with CISPA and those type of laws. And I came up with a PSA, and they told me it was too extreme, but I said it needs to be extreme because some gamers, our newer generation of gamers, are not getting it, how serious it is what's happening. When the Senate starts trying to fuck with your games, that's serious. We're not talking about your mom taking away your console. The Senate is trying to take your games away from you. And my idea for a PSA was to show just in no audio, just show the cops and, you know, people dressed in full military gear coming in your house and taking you out and taking your consoles and throwing them on the ground and your games and say, this is what will happen if CISPA passes. And they're arresting you. And they were like, that's too extreme. I was like, no, it's not. This is what will happen, people, if you keep doing shit like this. Stop telling people you're going to kill them. It is a game, and it is a millisecond. And the developer did something your stupid ass cannot do. You cannot sit down and program a game and sell it and make millions of dollars. You can't. Say thank you there, Mr. Von der Haar, for making such a great game. I'm not too fond of the millisecond upgrade, and then leave it at that. Or don't fucking play the game. It's really easy. Take it back to the store. Get something else to play. But stop threatening to kill people. It's ridiculous. I've been waiting to say that for
Okay. Let me go ahead and jump in real quick. Okay. Let me turn my air off because it's always fucking loud. All right, now I can't even hear myself fucking talk. Okay. There was a comment made in the chat about the League of Legends player who got thrown in jail. Yes, I believe his name is Justin Carter. He got thrown in jail for saying that he was going to go down the street and shoot up an elementary school. He got put in jail for a Facebook comment where he said, oh, just kidding. You're putting comments on Twitter about go die in a fire, go kill yourself, and all this other stuff, violence against his family. You had seriously better watch out because I can guarantee that you're being watched now. Your Twitter account is flagged. You're going to be watched, even if you don't know you're being watched, okay?
Yeah, the NSA, they didn't pass a law yesterday that says they because they were lobbying to have them the NSA stop watching us, so they're now watching you when you make those comments. They're watching you.
Yes, and Molly made a good point. You need to take a step back. You need to actually look at yourself. You need to figure out where your own morals lie. It is so sad that all of you who are doing this feel like you have this right to belittle someone, to threaten them with violence, to threaten their family, to tell them they should go kill themselves, just because you sit behind a computer screen, you feel like you're faceless, like you're anonymous. I have news for you. You are not. You can be traced easily. We can trace you easily.
And we
it
have
is not
course.
Difficult.
Whoa, what? I'm watching you.
So kind of.
We seriously.
Wait, Kristen.
Hold on. Let me just finish up. I'm almost done. I promise. And then Kristen's gonna go. If we can trace you with the limited resources we have, imagine what the government can do. Okay. Your turn, Kristen.
Where's my Visa Vendetta mask?
Right. Girl, you up?
No, she don't want to talk. Kristen.
No. Okay.
Kristen.
Number one, agree with everything that was just said, 100%. Something that I love about my community, and I believe it was Cliff Blazinski that gave a talk on this. It was, again, at PAX East, which is kind of the biggest convention that I've had a chance to go to, so I talk about it probably more than I should. he was talking about, you know, at events like PAX or Comic-Con, or, you know, these bigger events where our community is represented, and there are problems that happen. There's a lot of sexual harassment and whatnot that goes down at these big events with cosplayers. And trust me, the problems are there. But he was talking about, you know, our community gets blamed for a lot of violence and a lot of this. And PAX East was not too long after Sandy Hook. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Not too long after that. And he was just talking about, you know, how many of you have been to an event like this and then seen an instance, you know, a fist fight or an instance of violence or, you know, something like really extreme happen. And I can't think of any, you know, of a super violent event that happens, you know, at a Comic-Con or a gaming convention or this or that. And really my personal experience with conventions has been amazing. I've never been to a convention and even been made uncomfortable, which is like saying something because I normally can't even get on the freaking train without being made uncomfortable. And I just thought it was really interesting to hear, you know, Cliff Blazinski is a huge kind of mouthpiece of the industry, and to hear him kind of point that out and everyone in the room agreeing with him, And then, you know, and then he kind of, I thought it was funny. Some people don't appreciate it. Then he was like, so how many instances of violence do you see break out at sporting events? You know, fist fights in the parking lot, this and that.
Oh,
They're trying to blame the video game industry when, you know, you've got people rioting over football and no one is trying to blame, you know.
Topher is saying that he's seen some things go down and some sexual harassment. Now, if I want to get literal, I have had a couple people grab me at PAX. I was particularly accosted by a man dressed in a Pac-Man costume, but I didn't mind it. Don't ask me why.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It definitely
it happens, but you know, I wasn't upset. And me and Adam Sessler, I think we sexually harass each other every time we see each other, but I'm not minded by him either. But I haven't had anybody just really overtly come up and do anything to me. On the flip side of that, there was a girl last year that we never did get a hold of her. She was really upset about what happened to her. But some guy exposed himself to her. But it wasn't at PAX. It was at a PAX-related or after-party or something. Yeah. So things happened.
I remember that. Ooh, we were heaped about that shit.
Yeah,
hot about that.
Ooh, I remember that.
But we as gamers, we're not generally a violent bunch. The problem is that we don't have enough media outlets like ourselves, like you guys as well, that are large enough to really bring the other side. You know, say that we have, you know, Gamers Forgiving and we have childsplay.org. The main media doesn't cover this because it's easier to say those gamer people are violent and crazy. As a side note, the rest of you listening, make sure y'all drop by both sites quite often. Give us love and support, because the bigger we get, the bigger your voice gets. But this is why they already have a predisposed vision, however they see us, and you don't help it when you do things like this. Yes, the media goes and they grab, you know, this comment, and I'm so surprised that this didn't make bigger news, because I was pretty much figuring the Associated Press was going to pick this up. Because given the amount of followers that Vanderpump has, Fox News loves to grab some shit like this and say the game developer receives death threats after updating, and then they had an expert on, you know, how do you feel? What is wrong with gamers? Well, gamers feel they're these big, powerful people, so they say, yeah, we don't need them type of experts. That's why we tell you guys, just tone it down. There's a way to talk to your game developer. And if the game is not working, we say this all the time too. You people that manage to get yourselves in the beta, it's not for bragging rights. You're supposed to be helping fix the game so that when it comes out, you don't have problems that you're upset about. Yeah, I understand it's $60. That's a lot of fucking money to drop and it doesn't work. And you're like, I was in beta and it sucked then. Yeah, it sucked because it was in beta. Help them fix
it. Case in point, I actually was sent an alpha of a game that I reviewed, Race to Mars, who was actually on Kickstarter. Okay, this is a strategy game. The whole purpose literally is to make a rocket go to Mars. It was alpha. Shit was broken. You know what? I still had fun playing it because it's going to be a good game. It just needs some funding. But I do want to say, backing up a few bit, I forgot what I was going to say. Give me a second. What the hell was I going to say?
That's why I drank.
God damn it. Oh, yes. The media is looking for a villain. The media loves a villain. The media will take the meanest, the worst, the stupidest, the most ignorant person and put them on display and say, this is an example of this community. And right now, the villain for the violence in school, for people being overtly sexual, is gaming. It used to be books. It used to be movies. It used to be music. It used to be TV. And now, guess what? It's games.
Let me get specific. Okay? And this is going to hurt some of you. Let me get really specific. It's not even just games. You young white males, you all are the ones they're looking at. You really need to shut the fuck up sometimes. Shut up. They're looking to get you guys. You can't fight your game.
Waving my hands like I'm in church.
You can't fight. You're a geek. You're a little skinny white boy. Just shut up. Shut up. Just be quiet. Don't start saying shit.
You're so right. And it's so bad because they what they'll do is they'll take it and they'll say, and the reason they do take the young white boys is because they say, well, they're corrupting our youth. And what does media like to show? Young white boys. And this is supposed to be the epitome. This is the epitome of our society. and gaming is ruining the epitome of our society. Look at this boy right here. He's violent and he's gonna grow up to be a hoodlum because of gaming and blah 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 blah. Seriously, chill out.
He's making pipe bombs down there. He's gonna kill a bunch of people all because he was playing them evil video games. Them video games.
Yeah, I feel like I'm back in Georgia.
Well, I tweeted that Farquhar. Sounds like a
South Carolina. Y'all are not getting, Molly, you're not getting the Southern accent right. I'm in South Carolina, and this is how they talk down here. They talk all slow, and they make sure that the words are all nice and drawled out. That's how we just talk. Us rednecks down here ain't got nothing better to do with our time but to sit in front of our computers and play them damn video games, okay?
My favorite was when my grandmother would, "Well, Kristen, why are you playing them shooting up games? You ought to know better. The devil is in that work."
she needs to talk with my grandmother because my grandma, as y'all hear me say, my grandma's badass. It's like, "We gonna play that game with them zombies in it. You shoot that bitch in the face. Shoot him in the face." Yeah, so that's my grandma.
Hey, and then my grandmama turned around and got a Wii, okay? So
mine don't want to leave. My grandma's hardcore. Topher, you're making it. He says he saw some information around E3, and I'm going to tell you a secret about Fox. Fox, their stations run kind of like franchises, ironically, in every city. So every once in a while, if, let's say, the franchise there in California, if they manage to get a gamer in there, they will try to cover something that's not so, that doesn't make us look so bad. Like our local, we're based out of Houston, the local Fox station here was trying very hard to work with GGR for a long time. They didn't want to pay us is why we didn't stick with them. They wanted to do something with us. We were like, "Okay, how much money you got?" "Well, we were going to stick you between here, TMZ, and the news. How much you going to pay us?" "Well, we want you to come here and we'll also do a segment in 5. How much you going to pay us?" "Well, we were not going to pay you." "Okay, we're out. Bye." So some of them work that way, and every now and again they'll do something. But they're also affiliated with Associated Press. Associated Press usually picks up all the wrong shit. And unfortunately, as much as I love GameSpot and all those sites, they are big, but they still don't have the power of a network news station. They don't. They don't have CNN's power, NBC, ABC. So the good stuff just doesn't make it out. If you don't believe me, tell me one time you've seen Child's Play on any of your local TV station network.
Or Able Gamers.
Yeah, Able Gamers is another one of our favorite guys. You'll never see them on TV because they don't want to show the nice side of gamers. They want to vilify us, and don't make it easy is what we're saying. Don't start yelling out shit, and do your job. This is our community. We should be trying to make our games better by, if you're going to beta test. That's my pet peeve, in case y'all didn't know. You're going to beta test a game. Look for misspellings, which I saw one in Shadowrun last night. By the way, Hairbrained, it's spelled hair, H-A-I-R, not H-E-R-E. So fix that there. I'm gonna point that out to you. So do your job.
I think it's H A R E. I'm pretty sure.
No. They were talking
like
about somebody's
brain,
hair.
As in rabbit brain, sky
No. I'm not talking about the name of their company. This was part of the story I was reading, and it was spelled wrong. And it took me a minute. I kept going, "Why does that look wrong?" Oh, because it's supposed to be hair. Make sure y'all spell that right. But yeah, it's our community. We should be trying to help our developers as much as possible. You know, don't go through the game saying it sucks. Tell the developer that, you know, maybe you pushed A and your character disappeared for a second. Those are things they need to know. There's tons of us, and there's like maybe 10 of them working on a game. You know, 10, 15.
Okay, but I do want to say, whenever you, this is for the developers out there. I hope you're listening because I'm playing Star Wars, and there is a bug. I think it's the Gamorreans. I like Star Wars. I'm playing Star Wars, and there's a bug where I think it's the species Gamorreans, I'm pretty sure. They don't have heads, so all you see is like a body and two floating eyes.
Well, is it supposed
very
to
very freaky?
Are they supposed to have heads, or?
No, it's supposed to have heads. They're actually supposed to have heads, and for some reason, they don't have a head. I think it's Gamorreans. I don't remember. But it's very freaky, and it's ruining my cutscenes because I can't stop staring and being like, "What the fuck is that?" So please fix it.
Get you
I want my damn cutscenes.
We're going to get you some help. It's okay.
What?
We're going to get you some help.
I happen to like Star Wars.
I know. It's all right. You're a good Snow White. Yes, you are. Okay, now, let's move. Yeah, please do. Okay, we got about 15 minutes. So I want to jump on this one. How do our two guests feel about the new Google TV dongle thing? Have you seen that?
Oh, it's so cool. Want it. Oh, my God. Now.
Damn. Okay, do you foresee the fight coming that we are foreseeing, which is, I know Netflix is being nice to them now, but you all know Netflix stopped you from being able to access your Netflix from just any device. It's linked to, what, 2 to 3 devices in your house. So you can't go over your aunt's house and watch your Netflix anymore by logging in. So what do y'all think is going to happen? I think cable companies are going to come after them, and all kinds of stuff is going to happen. What do you
I think all kinds of stuff is going to happen, but, you know, bow down to the Google overlords. I mean, it's just, you know, something's going to happen, but when it comes down to it, Google has more money and more legal, you know, power, this and that. I'm not worried about it. I think they're going to come out on top, and I think it's going to be, if they do it right, I think it's going to revolutionize, almost like the iPhone did. You know, I mean, I just think they're going to come out on top, and it's going to be awesome. It could just be my Google fangirl talking. I don't know.
You are.
But, you know,
I think
but at the end of the day, you know.
I mean, I think you're dumb if you say no to Google, honestly. Like,
I got to tell you, Molly, you say no to Google. I'm serious. When I saw this, I had put my hands below the desk and was like, I'm going to take a break, y'all. Come back and get me in an hour. Oh, my God. Touch myself. Oh, my God.
Its biggest competitor, but it's not even a competitor because, I mean, if you compare it to Apple AirPlay, you know, you've got this is for multiple OSs. You can, you know, you can use it with your iPhone. You know, you can use it with Mac. You can use it even if you don't have, you know, a Google operating system, you can use it. And that's huge. I mean, if you don't have a console, then, I mean, this is such a, I mean, and at $35, I mean, it comes with 3 months of Netflix. It practically pays for itself. I mean, it's, I don't know. I think it's like Kristen said, you know, just you got to bow down to Google, honestly. Like, they just, you're talking to two Google fangirls. So this may be a little bit biased. But I mean, I think that the only thing that Apple AirPlay has over Google is that they've been around longer. So they've got HBO Go, they've got Hulu, they've got Netflix. And so right now, they have that over Google. But
here's the thing. They don't actually have it over Google because if you think about Google saying you can stream data from your phone. So, like, I have Xfinity, Comcast, whatever the fuck they're calling themselves today. So I can log into that from my phone and watch movies. According to them, if I can do that, I can take this little dongle and plug it into my TV and stream my video from my HBO Go, my whatever, straight to that dongle to my TV. But what I'm looking at is, as far as Comcast goes, in an odd way, it could completely cut them out, especially if HBO decides to go a la carte, which we've been begging for. I thought they were going to do it when they had HBO Go. I was like, oh, they're going rogue. Oh, that's going to be hot. I'm canceling my Xfinity service. I'm just going to have HBO. That's all I need. So I foresee a problem. Dish Network is not going to like this. What is it, AT&T U-verse? None of them are going to like this because this completely could cut out a cable box.
Well, they cannot like it all they want, but you've got the consumer demand for it. You do. And you've got the consumer demand for it, and then you've got the powerhouse that is Google pushing it out. I mean, cable companies didn't like Netflix. And now now you've got all these different networks, you know, striking up deals with Netflix and offering entire series, you know, on Netflix because they just aren't getting the views on cable anymore. And so,
like True Blood.
When did Netflix start their instant streaming? Was it about 4 years? Was it 4 years ago? It was something like that. And I remember when instant streaming, and it was just such a big deal that suddenly we could instant stream television shows.
Yeah.
And the cable companies were so against it. And now, you know, instant streaming.
Well, they still are. And Xfinity is they try to compare by creating their own version, which I'm going to tell you the Xfinity one sucks, $4.99, and they're like, you can watch any movie. And I went through, and it's like movies from 1985. I'm like, No.
Uh-huh.
I don't. When you say any movie, I want to be able to.
That's my problem with Netflix. Not only are there, is their selection. I hear an echo. That's freaking me out. Not only is their selection of movies that you can get in the mail sucky, but the streaming ones are even worse.
I found they had a good selection.
Good.
Compared to Xfinity, it's much better. Mm-hmm. It's much better. I'm liking the price point with the Chromecast that is $35. How much is the Apple one? Is it like $100? And Roku box is around $100.
Yeah.
So this right here is compact. I can put it in my bra. Oh, y'all don't know. We tell people on this show all the time. I'm trying not to get robbed. So a lot of times, look, now that I'm telling everybody, if somebody runs across me, they're going to mug me. I put, you know, everything in my bra. I got room in there. I'm not like you two other bitches with all the boobs. I have little boobs.
Hey,
I got plenty of room.
Hey,
what? Look, don't hate. So I put my shit in my bra because
I got
room.
I just have stuff around a little bit. Make room. Like, all right.
Our person's ahead.
I put my shit in my bra and I roll out. So this can fit in my bra, you know, put my cell phone on the other side, I got my credit cards, and then I go. My lipstick and, you know, around the side, you know, lip gloss. I need a little fold out hairbrush. That'd be nice. I need one of those little bra pocket things.
You know, they make those.
Yeah, those little bra pocket things that they have. That's what I need. I need one of those.
You know what? I saw that the other day. I don't think I would like that because my shirts are already tight around the tits.
I wonder
if I
why.
Had a bra pocket, it's like, why does she got a lumpy boob? I mean, it's no.
Oh, do we want to discuss the lumpy boobs? All right, lumpy we got. Oh my God, what am I going to do with you all? Okay, so we have we had some other drama that went on this week. We had a bunch of drama that went on this week. It's where can we go with this? We were talking about something else earlier. We said we were going to talk about tonight. What was it? Do you remember?
Uber rap.
Going off this morning about something.
We got hyped up about it. I can't remember it now.
We were like, you wait till later. We going to tell you. We don't
now we can't even remember.
Damn it.
You
just wait, bitches. Wait.
You just wait. We'll be talking about this later. Don't worry about it. And then later, we're just like, what?
What were we talking about? What was it?
What?
I'm going to have to start writing it down again. That's sad. I will tell you this because Ural is sharing some game he wants me to tell you all about. Some new game called Men of War Assault Squad 2 that's coming out from a company called Nuclear Union. It is a action RPG post-apocalyptic set in World War W is what he's put in. I don't think that's what he meant. They're apparently serving drinks at this event, so he's not sure what.
World War Wub Wub. War on Dub Dub.
This was one we needed to talk about. We probably won't remember what we were going to talk about, but the Apple hacking. Did y'all hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, am I the only one that thinks that guy needs to be beat the fuck down that did that?
No. We actually, you know what, that was a couple days ago. That wasn't today. You know we're going to remember after show and be like, damn, we meant to talk about that. But no, yes, that was what we were talking about. We talked about this a few days ago on the show. You are absolutely right. That guy did not do it for the betterment of other people. He did it to show he had the biggest EP of everybody. Because if he wanted to do it for the betterment of Apple, he wouldn't have told anybody about it. He was just like, look, Apple, I did this. This is what happened. This is how you can fix it. But instead, he went all public with it. Look what I did, guys. I hacked Apple. I got the biggest EP out of everybody. You need your ass thrown in jail. And Apple being all nice and having, you know, good business ethics. Like, you know what? It's okay, dude. Thanks for helping us fix this. We're going to go ahead and, you know, take care of it. But still, I've been like, but you need some jail time.
I would have showed up at his house the next day.
First.
Oh, so you're the guy that found the bug in our system. Yeah, I did. Oh, that's great. Officer? Find another
fucking
bug. Or it'd
have been like,
bitch.
You know what? How about some fucking community service and you can debug the rest of our stuff? How about
since you're having such a good time finding shit, find all of it now. I chain his ass to a computer. These two are like, what happened? The issue here is he put up data on YouTube, and So he showed off to everybody, any developers. I'm sure my name was on there because I have one of their dev kits. And Erica Chill, yeah, Apple is actually very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. They the way they treat their customers in comparison. If you've ever had to call, and I'm not saying Microsoft is horrible, but their Apple.
I had to call them before.
I've gotten some okay people at Microsoft that are actually enjoying that they work there. But at Apple, the first company I've seen where they only hire people, they hire people because they want you to be good customer service is what they look for. It's not, you know, you're techie, they may let you slide on whether or not you're good at the techie stuff or, you know, whatever, but they really are harping on customer service because we're going into the age where of Twitter, and people will say shit, and it does not go away. It is, another company that's trying to fix that, Comcast, has the worst customer service in God's green earth, but if you tweet them, like if you look on our Facebook page, I told Max Dykoff today, he says he was with Time Warner Cable. I said, if you tweet them, if you tell them they have the worst service ever, you will get the best service ever. Suddenly everybody wants to talk to you. How can we fix this for you? What can we do? Please stop tweeting. Please shut up. And I'm like, you have a ton of followers. All you have to do is send one out. I've done that with them. Samsung, I tweeted them a couple years ago when my TV died, and I said, my fucking Samsung TV is dead. I can't believe this. It's a $2,000 TV. And 2 seconds later, I got a tweet. How can we help you? Miss Gaminatrix, please stop tweeting. What can we do for you? The next day, I had a guy at my house with a surgical table, and he put my TV on the surgical table and replaced the hard drive for me the next day. So they are trying. And Topher, Xbox ambassadors don't get paid to do what they do. And I was
the reason.
Was
the reason you guys
ambassador.
Are better. The reason you guys are better is because you do it because you want to.
Yeah,
that's the
you
reason
it.
You're better.
Yeah. And yes. I was an
and you would think
too.
That somebody getting paid. Yes, you think somebody getting paid would do a good job because you're getting paid. I mean, that just makes sense to me. But a lot of people who are getting paid to do something feel like that they are that you know that the customers owe them or some shit. I don't even know where that that mindset comes from. I've never had that mindset in any job I've ever had. But if you are doing something because you want to do it, you're better at it, and that's what the ambassadors do. They're doing it because they want to do it, so that's why they're better.
Yeah,
so, yes, I would agree.
Topher,
Xbox ambassadors are much better.
Yeah, I was an ambassador, and I love doing it, and I didn't get a dime. I may have gotten a few more perks than the average folks because of who I be hanging out with and, you know, letting them get a nice view of the fluffy cakes. They don't get to touch them, but they get to see them. just the top, just a little cleavage. You know, I'm not a total game whore. But, you have to – you don't get anything. And it's, I always find people who volunteer always are much better. But you don't actually provide customer service, though, Topher. You're not on the phone talking to people when they call in and say, my Xbox is broken. Okay, well, what's wrong with it? It's broken. Okay.
No,
can you
call their local GameStop for that shit.
No, they don't. No. They call their internet service provider. Trust
yes.
me on this.
I have someone
God
call
damn.
Me sometime and ask me what the password to their Wi-Fi was, and I'm like, I work at GameStop. I don't know the answer to your question.
You know what that tells me?
I had somebody call me and say, my Xbox has a red ring. What do I do? I said, you take it back.
you
well,
call
you need
Microsoft.
To fix it. I can't.
Well, see, and therein lies my age-old argument of, when you go to get internet service, you should be required to take a class and have a license to operate on the internet. I'm dead fucking serious about that shit. I get tired. If y'all didn't know, me and Snow said we have worked for some internet service providers. I've worked for Microsoft, Apple as well. But you, some of you people, y'all should not be on the internet. If you don't know that your Wi-Fi password, that GameStop don't know your Wi-Fi password, or this has been our favorite one. Remember this one, Snow? My router ain't working. Is it plugged in? No. Bitch, get off my fucking phone.
I thought it was supposed to be wireless. I thought it was supposed to be wireless. Fuck's sake.
Oh, God, I got choked. That's always my favorite. It's wireless. It's not supposed to be plugged into the wall. It needs electricity. God, what's wrong with you people? Okay, we got to go. Anyway.
No, my favorite was pretty simple. My favorite was, my internet's not working. Okay, well, what happens whenever you try to open up the internet? I don't know. Well, can we try? My computer ain't working. What?
Yeah, it's got a blue screen.
Yeah, my computer won't turn on.
Oh, well, that would
okay, well, how do you know the internet's not working? Because it's not working. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. License to be on the internet. Okay, we got to go. We got mere seconds. Thank you, Molly and Kristen from GhostVolta.com. Go check them out. And, of course, you can check us out. We're here every day except for the weekend. Sometimes we're here on the weekend. And we love you all dearly. We're at GamerNatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, Blog Talk Radio, Forza's Gamer Girls Radio. We're also here on Twitch. Find us. See y'all later.
Yes. Keep that up.
Nailed it.